Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 494 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 29 degrees here in central Minnesota. We have our guests in the studio today, and I've been promoting all morning long that Tim Lucan was going to be our guest, and he was bringing a mystery guest along. And we say good morning to Mr. Tim Lucan.
Good morning, Si. Thank you for having us, and good morning to all the KASM listeners out there. And you did such a good job, Si, on promoting that. I didn't even know who I was bringing.
Okay. Well, for the folks listening in and all excited, we have Miss Doreen Kulzer, or maybe better known as Doreen Hinnenkamp, the Polka Princess. And how are you, Doreen?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, that's awesome. And so we're going to get to you in just a moment, but Tim, we're going to start with you because you have a big event coming up this coming weekend, and so your Tim Lucan and your Tim's piping service,
yep,
and also heading up this big German Fasching, I think they call it.
Yes.
So
yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Last year was it started out as a fluke in the bar. We were talking about it. Kareen Leeser and I, you know, how can we get together as musicians and kind of, you know, we heard jam sessions and then but we wanted something a little different. And I kind of settled upon the Fasching celebration because it's right in the middle of it. I just cannot stand winter.
Yeah.
Because this one is nice. It's a Nebraska winter.
Yeah.
But usually, like last year, it never ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we decided to have, in Germany, they do too. They have foggy weather like this. They want a little mischief before Lent starts. And I thought that would be a good way. It's kind of bordering on the Mardi Gras theme, but German Fasching is a little different. We wear some masks. We had a mask out last year because back in the day in Germany and Austria, these kings would have weddings, but they didn't want every, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry in there because they'd eat all their food up. But so the people of the towns, they all told everybody to wear a mask. You wouldn't know who was invited or not. So, So that's why we have the mask and we have great old time music. I promote old time music and polka music as much as I can because it did me good. I like to play it. I like to listen to it. I like to hum along, and I like all sorts of music. Classical. It doesn't matter as long as
it's good.
Good. And people nowadays, especially our younger folks, would need to see not just a guy spinning a record at a wedding,
yep,
or a tape.
Yep.
Because last year, so many people brought their grandchildren. People my age have grandchildren now.
Yeah.
And they couldn't believe that people actually played an instrument and people,
yeah,
danced and,
yeah,
had a great time.
Yeah.
It's all clean, good fun. So
that's the way we grew up. I mean, that's the way things were.
And I got to put out a special thanks to Amy at Extra Innings. It's a great facility to have it in. It's a nice, clean. The acoustics are good. So
so when is it going to be now?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
From 1:30 till 4, and we cut it up a little bit because you know what next Sunday is,
Super Bowl. Yeah, so that's right.
If people want to go home, there'll be plenty of time to get home before even
the game gets going. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah,
that's right.
We cut it a little shorter, but like last year, people hung around. We played a little extra, and we just talked about the old days, you know, back when the ballrooms were going.
So. Yeah, reminisce a little bit.
Yeah.
So 1:30 to 4,
yep,
at Extra Innings in Spring Hill, Extra Innings Bar and Grill, I think it's called.
That's right.
All right. And there's going to be some music, live music.
Yes.
People can be dancing.
Yeah, last year we had a bunch of people, you know, Gary Schrader came up.
Gary's a great bass player.
Oh, fantastic. And
banjo player. And
He has a commitment with the Weniger Band this year. They're having Fasching at I always call it the Holiday Inn. I think it's Best Western down in Wall. And it's the same time, so he couldn't make it. And it's a little further for him to drive.
Sure.
And then this year we got Kevin and Marlene Gloss coming up. Kevin is going to play along, and Marlene is going to drum a little bit for us.
Ah, nice.
And we have my wife, Marianne. I've moved her to the keyboard. She's very comfortable on that.
Ah, nice.
Corrine Leeser is going to be playing a few numbers on her concertina. She has a nice little triple Arnold.
Okay.
It's got a good sound.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Eisenschenk, of course, is going to be playing the accordion. He has a unique accordion that was made by Christy Hingle.
Accordiontina.
Yep. He put concertina reeds in that accordion, and my goodness, does that play nice. And it's got a great sound. Jerry does a good job on it.
Yep, yep.
And then we have, of course, right here to my left, Doreen Colzer is going to play along.
Yeah, the Polka Princess.
Try.
Yeah. Well, you do well. Last year, she did great.
Really? She was there last year already.
Yeah, her brother Rich drummed along, and he's going to drum along again here this year, if I can talk him into it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have Alex, Luke, and my son on the bass. So we got a full band now. We never practice. We just sit down and we play, and it's amazing how good we sound.
Everything blends.
I don't want to brag, but
it
comes together. Well, I mean, we're not perfect. The fingers don't get everywhere, but
right.
But we have a lot of good times, and it's good music and door prizes. And I even threw in this year a $50 gift award.
Wow.
Whoever travels the furthest, because last year a guy came from over by Mayhew Lake, and that gentleman, I said, gosh, I should give you a prize. But then I gave him a drink, and he was happy. But
he was happy, yeah.
This time, we're gonna up it. We're going to have you come in and sign up, just your town.
Okay.
And then about a half hour before we stop playing, we're going to go through that list and see, you know, just we're not going to get a GPS out and get it down to the tenth of a mile. But, you know, if you're close, you're going to win it. If you come from further away, you've got a chance.
And is there admission cost or anything?
None.
It's free.
We just want you guys to come in.
Everybody's
there and
welcome.
And bring the grandchildren, the kids, or whatever. It's going to be a good time. And we got munchies on the table around the bars and stuff. So you can munch on that while you listen and talk smart. And
and you're going to play some concertina?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A few numbers.
And when did you get started again, Tim?
Back in 1978.
78.
Yeah, and I think it was 78. My dad had an Arnold from Betty Wolf. He owned, and he was busy trying to make a living, like, you know how we do.
Everybody does.
He kind of sat there for a while.
Yeah.
And I started plinking around, and he said, well, if you're going to plink around, you might as well learn how to do it right. So,
okay.
But then I had to wait till I could drive, because it didn't want to take time out to drive you. And then my grandmother in St. Martin said Marcellus Nortman would give lessons, so I contacted him, and it wasn't that far to drive for me at 16, so I drove over there, and Marcellus was great with me, patient, because I didn't have any, because I thought I could pick it up and sell them.
Start going
like
right
Whoopi
to town.
John's.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it don't work.
Doesn't
that
work
way.
That way. You got to put a little work in.
But youth has its advantages. You know, now for me to learn a new song, it could take weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To pick through it. Fingers. And plus, like I said, my fingers were... We did a lot of farm work, but not like I do now with the pipe wrenches and stuff.
Yeah, so. And Tim's piping the service.
You stick your hands where it shouldn't go, and they get beat up. And
so that's not really the fingers of a musician then.
No, but we're having fun. So.
You bet. Well, let's segue over to Doreen.
There you go.
And Doreen Colzer, welcome to Chasm. You know, I think I was just about that high, a little kid, listening to the Polka Princess back in the days. You had an album, a recording.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And did you do some work with Ernie Koopman back
in
the days?
Well, whenever he played at the New Munich Ballroom, he let me play along with his band.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that really encouraged me to go. I got my first concertina through Tony and Betty Wolf.
Oh, you did?
A little one. And, well, then my dad, we can't drive to St. Joe for lessons. So I had to, I didn't have lessons. I don't read notes. I don't know anything like that.
You were self-taught then?
Yep, I just self-taught.
And by ear then? You play by ear?
Well, I follow the music sheet.
You do follow the numbers?
Everything's numbered,
yeah. Oh, okay, That's the beauty of concertina music.
Yep.
Above the notes are little numbers.
Yeah.
And if they have a teepee over the top,
push
that
pull.
Means you push.
Yep.
And if it doesn't have a teepee, then you're supposed to pull.
Pull, yeah.
And people figure that out pretty quick.
Yep.
That's great.
Mm-hmm,
Doreen, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Melrose, Minnesota.
Melrose. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your parents?
My dad were Norbert and Loretta Hinnenkamp.
Okay.
And I have seven brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And so Then in about 60, I got my concertina.
Okay.
And then I got that from Christy Hengel.
Oh, you did?
A friend of mine, Johnny Hollerman, he was really a concertina, and he liked the Christy Hengel ones, and so okay. I got one there.
Yeah. So you've got a Hengel concertina.
I got a Hengel concertina. Mm-hmm.
Can I interject there? How long did you have to wait for that? Year and a half, 2 years?
No, I got it pretty fast.
Mine then he was younger than
me. Yeah.
Mine was number 57.
Number 57.
Mm-hmm.
What key?
C.
C? A white one or what color?
It's white.
White. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you still have it today?
Oh, I still have it today.
Good for you.
I just had it repaired a little bit so because it needed some repairs. And
okay. So how old were you about when you started in?
Let me see. I would say maybe about 15,
50. Okay.
In there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So did you take any music in school then?
Nope. I never went to high school.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And probably got married right out of, out of grade school?
I got married in 63.
63, okay.
And I married my love of my life,
yep.
Kenny Kulzer.
Kulzer, yeah.
He also played a concertina.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, and so that worked out pretty good.
I guess so, yeah.
Lots of music.
And back in those days, besides farming and raising a family, then you would book dance jobs?
Yeah,
and
we did.
We
did some. We didn't go real well. We did. We played at Waconia.
Oh, you
I
did?
I think that was before we were married, and we played at Glencoe.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. So I've been around, yeah.
Paradise Ballroom in Waconia,
mm-hmm.
Playmore in Glencoe,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then a lot of the smaller clubs, I'm sure,
Sock
for
Center, yeah.
And weddings and anniversaries. And
yeah.
Everybody was doing the same thing back
then.
When
I still had my little concertina that I had rented, I forget what year that was, but we played at a bar in Melrose, Richard and I. It was called Ed's Place.
Okay.
And we played there on Friday nights. And
oh, you did it like every Friday night?
Almost every Friday night.
We were a house band.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It was very interesting.
All
you
right.
could buy a little thing of beer for 10 cents, I
yeah.
think, and a scoop
yeah.
for 50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. And it was always full house. We didn't know a whole lot of numbers, but we just played over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
And a big thing they liked to have us play was the schnitzel bunks.
The schnitzel bunk, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that many times.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's a very popular German tune. So that fits with this year's theme, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know a little bit of that German music?
Yeah.
Now, do you sing as well as play?
I don't sing, no.
You don't?
I have 8 children of my own. I have one of them plays concertina.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. And the rest of them, well, I don't know, they weren't real interested in it.
Okay. So is the one that you have with today, we have Sheila here.
Yeah.
And is she the one that plays?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
She can sing pretty good.
Oh, I'll bet.
She's got a pretty good voice for singing, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how long did you play then? All through your life, or did it dwindle down then?
When we got married, then I had children, and then we started farming.
Yeah.
And then
it was tougher.
Well, then my husband got sick now, so I hadn't played for maybe 30 years that I took the concertina out of the case.
Oh, really?
And so then now when I moved to Alec, well, I made that little CD.
Yeah, yeah.
It... It's kind of fun, but I have mistakes on it, but I hadn't played for how long.
Sure,
so
sure.
I should have waited a little bit and practiced a little more, but my brother wasn't real good, you know, with his emphysema, and so I thought he maybe could play better now than later. So, but he's in good shape, so.
You can always do another one.
You can always do another one.
Absolutely,
right.
yeah.
And so, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was very much fun.
It really was. It was a good way of life growing up, wasn't it? And I'm sure you, besides playing, you went to the dances, other people's dances.
Oh, yeah, we hardly didn't miss a polka dance.
Yeah, you liked
it. Had our certain bands.
Right.
I did help Laverne out.
I did play
with Laverne for a while.
Okay.
And then also the Jolly Fishermen needed somebody for 2 months. So
okay.
I helped them out.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. Yeah, all familiar bands.
I've
sat in with them, too. I've played with Laverne,
and
I've also played with the Jolly Fishermen.
Yeah.
Reiny Motschke happened to be filling in concertina when I drummed with them.
Okay.
And, those are memorable moments when you get to play with good bands. So.
Oh, yeah. It was very interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you guys, if that's all right.
Yep.
All righty. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. Sunday, February 11th, 1 week from today, is Super Bowl Sunday, and a time when folks like to get together and enjoy some fun and fellowship with food and beverages, even if some aren't particularly interested in the game. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for great meal planning ideas. The St. Joe Meat Market always has a nice counter of beef, pork, and chicken for the full meal menus. For those that simply like to nibble and graze, the St. Joe Meat Market has homemade Swedish meatballs, the little cocktail wieners and sausages for serving in barbecue sauce, and the ever-popular meat and cheese trays. And don't forget, corn dogs, assorted varieties of burgers, patties, brats, and hot dogs from the St. Joe Meat Market are always easy to prepare and serve for the big game or any occasion. Maybe a pound of summer sausage and a box of crackers will get you by. Your party or get-together is sure to be a success when you start with award-winning sausages and meats from the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you, and may your team be the big winner. Tim and Doreen, we got you a little meat package put up there and brought that along for you today. Tim, you got one last year. Did that work out okay for you?
Oh, that, they say schmeck good. It was
schmeck good. Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. It was. So you're too kind. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Well, you got to pass that on to my brother, Harvey. He owns the meat market, and he sponsors the program, and that's the agreement. He puts up the package here. So.
Well, next time I go through there, I'll give him a big thank you.
Give him a big bear hug.
Oh, there you go.
And you think Doreen will be okay with her package. She'll get along just fine. There you go.
Great.
That's good.
Thank you.
Well, very good. Well, Tim, you brought the concertina along. Would you like to serenade us with a song at this time?
Well, I don't know about serenading. Yeah, I'll tell you a little history on this one.
It looks like it's a star, huh?
It's a star C-box. C-box? Quad.
Okay.
I bought it from a guy in Moose Lake a couple of years ago. He played Polish, so it took me a long time to break the concertina in from that Polish.
From that Polish style to get it to the Dutchman style. Huh?
I'm just kidding. The concertina is a concertina. They just play a different style.
Yes, they do.
And it's a different on the bass. They run a little more different.
But, yep, yep.
This will be one of the songs. I'm not going to play a long version of it. We're going to do a little Czech number here called The Red Rose. There's words that sing, but I can't sing because I can't carry it with it.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
By bucket. You know, yeah. 5 gallon bucket.
Probably just in the shower, huh?
Oh, not even.
Not
there.
Even there.
I'd break the pipes, and then I'd have to fix it. So, you know, if I make a mistake, people don't turn your radio off.
Yeah. There you go.
So here we go. The Red Rose Polka. Add this one in there. You guys talk about the Jolly Fisherman, and Joyce always did this at the end of a set.
There you go. Yes, that was back in the days they would do that short one. So that the music, that sound, Doreen, that just gets you going again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
She was in your clapping.
Yep.
It's almost getting me ready for this weekend.
Maybe coming. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
So, Tim, did you play with a band or anybody?
I had my own band.
You had your own, okay.
Started it up soon as I could. I was being patient. I wanted to go out. And my idol was Jerry Schuff that time.
Oh, yeah.
And Jerry encouraged me. He said, there's plenty of room out here for you guys.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, and I started it up, just a couple high school friends and I jammed around and I actually had Miney Jansen's son, Jeff, play for me for quite some time. And then and he moved on. He's a sergeant for St. Cloud.
St. Cloud, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
In the police department there.
Sure.
So he got involved that way. But then I got several other players, ended up with Jolly G. Hunts, you know,
came
along, played bass. He had a great time with us. And Jimmy Bertelson on
drummer.
The drums.
Yeah.
So. And Cal Erickson on the trumpet and sax. So we had some pretty good talent there. And we played all over. I mean, if we weren't going to the West, we always traveled West.
Okay.
You know, I can't remember all the places. And we were down, and like I told you last year, the most incredible weird place I ever played was Osaski's Orchard over in Monticello.
The flea market down in Monticello, yeah.
Flea market. So.
Yeah.
We were there several times. We enjoyed it. We were right behind Elmer Scheid was there one Sunday afternoon. We had to come up behind him. What, I don't really want to follow Elmer.
Ever, yeah.
Because you can't live up to that.
Yeah.
So. Oh. But we had fun.
Absolutely. Well, that's great.
Well, and I did have the Rosestone band for a little bit. Jeanette Mayers.
Yes.
Played
I played with her too.
Did
yeah.
You? Yeah. She played along. And
Ron T. Schaefer on the drums.
Ron T. Schaefer. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those yeah. two. And then they usually have a concertina player.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did that for a while. Uh-huh. Then I had made a smaller CD, I mean a record.
Yeah.
That was in the jukebox.
Oh, a 45.
Yeah, 45 in the jukebox.
Okay.
In the bars years ago.
What were the two songs on that?
Politician's yeah. Polka and the Susie Polka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah. And then later, we were also on the Friends one that Deutschmeisters put out.
Yes, yes.
And Kenny and I were on that one, too.
Oh, okay.
It was the Playmore Waltz and the Golden Star Polka.
Yeah, I was on that same recording time. Yep,
oh, okay.
I played the Flutophone Polka and the Strymon Waltz on there.
Oh, okay. I
dig that out again.
Yeah. I looked at it the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Maynard Nathie and his son was on that one. Andy Stangler was on that recording. Arlene Tyson. That was a fun thing.
That was a fun thing. That was nice.
And, you know, I always like to give credit to Betty. She was such a promoter of polka music, and she got so many people started playing concertina music. And I started in the second grade. Of course, my dad was their drummer, Junior Funnestein, with the Deutschmeisters. And so she worked out a deal that I'd get a lesson every week for, I think it was 50 cents back in those days.
Sure.
And I did that for 5 years.
Wow.
And after doing that, I felt like I was pretty good. But then you get into high school and your friends, you play what, you know?
Yeah.
And that peer pressure got to me. And so then I put it away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it never comes back once you let it sit for a little while like that. It's not the same.
There was a young gentleman that I met at Alec. He played, I play at a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't play. So then he played for me. And he said he was born by New Prague, and so they must have had a high school concertina band at New Prague.
Jerry Menard down there, very big down there.
So
they had the concertina club.
He was in that, so he took my spot at the nursing home, so they had music. I couldn't make it that day, so.
Well, in my case, I met a guy in high school. I was a junior in high school, and I ran into a guy by the name of Ron Eichmeyer, a tuba player. And so he was playing with the Ray Dronnell Orchestra, which used to be the Gil Style Band, and he was making money. And then, of course, we're just sprouting at those years, starting to go out, and he was always playing. And then all of our friends are going to the dances, and they're spending 10, 12 bucks a night, and he's making 10, 12 bucks. And I thought, boy, that's there's something wrong with this picture. And so he said, well, you play trumpet, you know, and so he got me into the Ray Dronnell Band, and I started on trumpet. And so that's how I got my start, and then playing trumpet. And then, of course, Miney Jensen, who he had mentioned earlier, had left Ray's band and went to Bobby Roberts' band. And so then Ray was playing a lot of three-piece jobs, too. And Ron would be playing bass, and of course, he had a girlfriend, and I had a girlfriend, but we liked to double date, but that didn't work when he was busy playing.
Yeah.
So he said, why don't you have your dad show you how to drum? And so Dad set up the drums one night in the living room and showed me how to hold the sticks, and he said, just play with the records and keep a beat. And so that's how I got going on drums. And so then we'd bring our girlfriends along and played at Sportsman's Island and Cold Spring and all the different places like that, three-piece. And then, of course, he had some of the full band jobs, but that was always fun. And, you know, it was just a good way of life. Our kids, the younger generation, doesn't know what we experienced back then. All those dances.
Yeah. He mentioned Jolly Jay, and he played along with us a couple times, too.
He did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Jay
Patterson.
Jay Patterson, yeah.
Still one of the best bass players you'll find in central Minnesota. You bet.
He had life.
And you know, I don't think kids got in trouble near as much back in those years either when you were going to dances and stuff. They might get into a fight over a girl or this or that, but too much to drink. But it wasn't like it is nowadays.
But I think what was nice about it is, okay, so now you get married or you got a shower dance.
Yeah.
Well, so all the kids can come to the shower dance.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got a wedding. Now you come to the wedding dance.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore. The kids have no place to go.
No, that's right.
They don't have
no
place to go.
Yep, Yeah.
So at least I don't think so. No.
Well, I think that if, like I seen last year, if we can get those guys off the social media for a while and see,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, come out. Well, people actually hold each other when they dance. They don't jump around in a corner. I mean, right. I love to dance too, any which way, but
yeah.
But they are kind of amazed. You guys actually did this years ago? And I said, yeah, that's mm-hmm. what. But my kids appreciate that, you know, because they had no choice.
Okay, yeah.
But I had two weddings this last year, and I can even say I'm an international polka star because I traveled over to Denmark. My son got married there to a beautiful girl that was from Denmark.
Okay.
And he lives there for 5 years, or he teaches school. But I said, you know, being that I hold a checkbook, you're going to have a little old time. I brought the, it cost me a lot of money to get that concertina over there.
I bet it
I think it was like $150.
Really? Oh, just to right. ship it?
Back and forth.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
And but I was happy to. It was a wedding. And
exactly.
They had it in a beautiful gazebo.
Gazebo? Yep. Okay.
Anyway, the dinner took a long time. Anyway, we finally got to the part where Dad could play. And those younger people that are all Pete's friends, they couldn't believe how much fun it was.
Exactly.
They
exactly.
jumped around. But it was a good time. And then my son's wedding in Fargo, we did the same thing at their
sure.
venue. And all the older people said, oh, that was so nice. Play some more. Well, we already hired a DJ.
You right.
didn't want to get pushed out.
So. Right, right. So, again, getting back to the big event this coming weekend, the German Fasching going to be at the Extra Innings Bar and Grill in Spring Hill.
Yep.
And again, the hours are
1:30 to 4:00. Or however you guys, you know, if you want us to play a little longer. But usually people are about, you know, ready to go at that time.
And it's free admission.
Free admission. There's a free, not a free, there's luncheon available. Amy does a fantastic job on that luncheon. And you can purchase that. And
of course, drinks. The bar is open. Oh, so absolutely. That's all. Yep. So.
And, you know, party favors. And,
there's a dance floor.
Oh,
nice,
yeah,
nice dance floor. There you go. Mm-hmm. You bet. Mm-hmm.
So and it's a nice atmosphere. Like I said, I thought the acoustics were good. It didn't mm-hmm. get too loud.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even with some of the brass we had, it didn't bounce around in there too bad. So.
Okay. And you pretty much have all the musicians that are playing scheduled already. You've got that yeah. all lined up.
Yeah. Yep. So. They all, yeah, we're all going to sit and take turns.
Take turns. Okay. Yep. Sure.
So. Or we'll, at the end, we usually all together play one song. And
all together. Yep. Nice, nice. That sounds good.
But, you know, definitely we play it by ear. We just run out there and we start playing. We got our sets lined up. But,
sure.
Somebody wants something
played. Certain. We'll, yep, you we'll take requests that. And that song.
And, you know, we tell jokes and it's a good time.
It's a good time. So.
And last year we sang Schnitzelbund.
And we sang,
there you go.
I couldn't sing it. But,
oh, that's great.
I'd like to make mention, too. I got this back in the blood again. So we did book a few dance jobs. We are at the Clarissa Ballroom up in Clarissa. Becky is going to have us up for a fish fry on Friday the 16th.
Of,
I think that is.
Yeah, February?
Yep, February.
Oh, coming up here now.
Yep, and we're going to have a good time up there. We're playing from 6 until 8:30 or whatever she says. She said we get a good crowd. So.
And you go out as?
Tim and the Polka Friends.
Tim and the Polka Friends. Okay. Very good. Right.
And they're friends because they're coming along.
There you go.
You got to love it or you ain't going to come along. So.
All right. And Doreen, things for you these days, you're living where now?
I live in Alexandria.
Alexandria.
I moved there. Well, I have four children right there. So,
okay.
And they kind of can take care of me, but I do volunteer at the school at okay. St. Mary's Catholic School.
Oh, nice, nice.
I work from 7 till about 11.
Okay.
And do that every day. So.
And this might get you a little fired up to pull that concertina out a little oftener.
I took it along for Christmas when they did Christmas songs at school.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Could sing with, and it was a lot of fun. It was
good.
A lot of fun.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we're winding down as far as time goes, so we want to save a little time. Doreen, you brought a CD along of that you had made of you and some of your relatives there playing.
Yeah.
And so we're going to save time to play a couple of those songs. Mm-hmm. But before I let you go, I usually ask for a memory. If, you know, you want to share a memory of good, bad, or otherwise over your playing days, career. Tim, we'll start with you. I don't remember what you told us last year, but what do you got for us this year?
Well, I was at Osaski's Orchard. I couldn't believe, you know, and then we got stuck in the mud there.
Oh.
But the hardest job we ever played was the Cosmos American Legion. On the New Year's Eve party they had. We were booked two nights, New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day in the afternoon. But it was the worst fog ever.
And okay.
I was, what was I, 19 or 20.
Okay.
But then...
that was about 2 years ago.
Yeah. You weren't going to ask that question. No. Anyway, Charlie Torbug was on the bass for us, and he said, we're gonna hang out and wait a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe. And we ended up waiting 2-3 hours, and then we got sick of it, and he drove.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And you made it?
We made it all right. Well, next day, it was clear as a bell.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that traveling was tough.
Yes.
You know, if you could just go and not have anything hinder you, but
yep.
That's not the way we live in this world.
That's right.
That's
right.
My memory.
All right. Doreen, what do you got for us?
Well,
you?
We had played, I forget, it was, I think, probably Waconia, and we were on our way home, and it got foggy and things, too, and so we got to Lake Henry, because we were on number 4, you know, mm-hmm. And then we have somebody standing in the middle of the road waving at us, and here it was Dick Kennedy. They had come; he had played in a different band, and he said, nobody can drive any further, and we all stayed at somebody's house. I don't remember who it was, but we did appreciate that.
Oh, my. And the
it
reason,
was bad.
Because of the fog? Or?
Because of the fog.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You couldn't see.
Okay.
Their band had stopped, so we all stayed there together. So.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I think the fog is worse than snow. Even.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I mean, you just can't judge where the road is or anything in
right.
that fog.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was before I was married, so then we just stayed over at night with my brother and
sure.
and some other players were with me, too.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, golly, it was sure a pleasure meeting you, Doreen. And Tim, of course, we feel like we know you now after 2 years. So
well,
want to
you.
Take this opportunity on behalf of the Chasm studio here and the listeners to thank you both for taking time out to come in. And, well, like I told you last year, Tim, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road. Doreen, we'll do this thing again sometime. Now you see that it's not so bad.
So if you play an instrument, you got to come and join us.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's your invite.
Uh-huh. Very good. So with that, we're going to leave you guys run. Again, we want to invite all the folks out next Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday, next Sunday, the day of the Super Bowl. And come on out to Spring Hill, Extra Innings Bar and Grill, and join in the fun, the German Fasching.
Thank you.
All righty. So there they go. Doreen Kulzer and Tim Lucan, our 194th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play here at KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Doreen on her concertina in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 394th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And Doreen Kulzer and Tim Lucan, and wonderful guests. And yes, they are going to be performing at the Extra Innings Bar over there in Spring Hill next Sunday afternoon, 1:30 till 4. The big German Fasching going on, so it should be a great time. Well, our unfortunately, we don't have a CD here available with Doreen and her concertina band. We're going to work on that and get that into the system here, so we will hear more of her music, but not today. So instead, we're going to do a situation substitution and do some music by Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, and here he is with the Barnyard Polka. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, the Barnyard Polka, one of the bands that Doreen Kulzer always enjoyed. And we're at 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 30 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music by Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers right now, one called The Beautiful Brown Eyes Waltz.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful
Ernie Koopman and his Jolly Brewers, a great arrangement there of the beautiful Brown Eyes Waltz, taking us to 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 30 degrees here in central Minnesota, and we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, and Jeannie texting me, as she does each and every week, texting me information. And a great kickoff to the Tour More in 24 season happened this week at the first Jeannie B's Tours meet and greets. This week's tour information sessions will begin on Monday, February 5th at the Avon Cabin Cafe, and that's going to be from 10 until 11, and then at Kay's Kitchen from 1:30 till 3. That's tomorrow. Let's see, on Wednesday, September 7th, and Jeannie texted me some more information. Let me find that here. That's on the 9th. Okay. So one correction to the ad. The date, February 9th, is correct, but the day is Friday, February 9th, for Jill's Cafe in Richmond from 9 until 11, and then over to Charlie's in Freeport from 1 until 3. So let's get back to Jeannie's ad here. So, tomorrow, Monday the 5th at the Avon Cabin Cafe from 10 until 11, then Kay's Kitchen from 1:30 till 3. On Wednesday the 7th, Jeannie's staff will be at the Gather Coffee Shop in Glenwood from 9 until 10. On February 8th, Painesville Senior Center invites you to meet with Jeannie B's from 9 until 10. And then Perkins at Crossroads in St. Cloud that same day from 1 until 2:30. And let's see, what else does Jeannie have to say here? Thursday, February 9th, that would be Friday, February 9th, Jill's Cafe in Richmond hosts Jeannie B's Tours in conjunction with Premier World Discovery Tours, and they'll be presenting the 2024 Flyout Extended Tours with a narrated slide presentation. You will see Alaska, Call of the Wild, Land Only, or the Canadian Rockies, Banff and Lake Louise, Treasures of Ireland, the Danube River Cruise, Germany and Austria, Colors of the New England Rails and Trails, Great Canadian Cities, Washington, D.C., and Alaska Cruise Tour of 2025. And that same day, on Friday the 9th, from 1:30 till 3, you can head to Charlie's Cafe in Freeport and that same meet and greet and enjoy treats and maybe win a door prize at each of the meet and greets. Now is the best time to ensure availability on upcoming tours, so you'll want to call Jeannie at 320-345-1581. And again, it's so good to call Jeannie. She's got all the dates and everything right upstairs in her head. She knows everything just right now. She's got the brochures for you, and we'll mail those out to you. So just give her a call, 320-345-1581. If you have any hankering that you're going to want to go, you don't have to commit. She'll tell you when you need to send a deposit in, all of that. But she's shared with us many times how people have waited, and when they call back, the bus is full and there's nothing that can be done. And they're just so sad that they didn't call in on time. So at least call in. If you're thinking about it, just call in and get your name on the list. And then before she fills the bus, she'll double check with you to make sure it's still a go. So Jeannie B's Tours, to register for fun-filled adventures. And Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. They proudly bring us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 12:30 here on Chasm. 30 degrees, our temperature here. Music continues with Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, one called the Be Mine Polka. Thank you. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, one of the truly great old-time polka bands from days gone by, one called the Be Mine Polka. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 30 degrees our temperature here in Albany. Here's Ernie Koopman and his Jolly Brewers with one called Babe's Landler. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, one called Babe's Landler. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now, here's Ernie and the band, one called the Broken Hearted Polka. Thank you. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, and one called the Broken Hearted Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice old-time waltz, so one that a lot of bands have recorded. And Ernie, well, they had a great recording of it as well. It's the Blue Skirt Waltz. Ernie Koopman and his Jolly Brewers with the Blue Skirt Waltz, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.